the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Good morning, everyone, and welcome as we start this beautiful journey of the Great Lent and starting the readings of the Sundays of the Great Lent, starting by a passage from the Gospel of St. Matthew that could be a little bit intimidating, right? In the time that we're living, in the time that we are so consumed by everything, and you come and you see, you know, and you hear the first thing that we just read today, Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. And you look at this and hear this, like, what does that mean? Like, what is the treasure in heaven mean? And how can I really build all my life on something that I cannot even see, right? How can I really be required to forsake and to let go of something that I see it in my head for something that I don't even see? Just, and comes that concept of lay for yourselves treasure in heaven. In heaven. Like, what does that mean? What is it? And maybe you try to dream, try to imagine, try to understand, what does that mean? What is it that I really need to leave here in order to hold on to? And becomes, again, very abstract and very intimidating, like, you know what, you know, and that's why we hear a lot of times, you know, these words are not relevant to our day and age anymore, right? Maybe that was then, but now, you know, all what we want to do and all what we have is to build our life and build our future and build our, you know, whatever that is. And now you come and hear this in the beginning of the Lent, it's like, wait a minute, what does that even mean? What does that mean? And when you look at this, and you start to look at life in general, and you start to wonder, like, what is that treasure? And that, can that treasure be something that we can experience from here, from now? And is that treasure something can we actually hold on to right now and have it here? Or we're just, again, holding on a dream that, well, when we leave this world, we'll be able to enjoy the treasure, and we don't even know what that is. But thank God for our church, and thank God for our faith, and thank God for our orthodoxy that says that that is here, that is now. We live eternity from now. We live and we experience that treasure from now, from this day. Going back again to what is that treasure? What is that treasure? If we are able and allowed and supposed to live it from now, from here, what is it? What is it? God. Okay, well, again, what is it? Right? No Sunday school answers, as we say. What is it? And if you look and more and think more and more, you see that one treasure that is really in our hand and we don't see it is our life. It's the life itself, the gift of life itself. The life that was given to us, the life that was given to us in order to live it and to relate and to encounter life as an encounter with God all the time. But we don't see that. We don't see that. I'll give you an example. Ladies, you'll understand this more than us. When you stand in front of the mirror, what do you see and who do you see? Yourself, right? The first thing that comes, like, what are you talking about? Definitely ourselves. But because of that, we're not even seeing what? The mirror itself. Have you thought about that? Next time you stand in front of your mirror, if you have your little pocket mirror with you right now, if you look at it, you see yourself. But actually, you are missing what? What is that actual mirror like? What frame does it have? Is there any spots in it? What's in the back? What, right? All what we focus on is me in that image. And that is life. That is life. We don't see life because all what we care about in life is what? Myself. And because of that, we miss life as a treasure, as a gift that is given to us from God in order to encounter God every single moment. That is the treasure that we're living here. But when we are so much consumed by ourselves, all what we can see in the mirror is myself, you miss the mirror itself. Try it and see. Right? What is the treasure? It is the life that God given us. To the point that he said to himself, like, I am what? Life. I am the life. We so much consumed and looking and focus on ourselves in that mirror that we miss that he is the life. That we miss that the Word is life. That the Eucharist is life. The bread of life. Because all what we are consumed about is ourselves. Again, standing in the mirror, I don't care about what the mirror looks like, what shape, what frame, what everything. All I'm looking at the mirror is what? Me. And because of that, we struggle. And because of that, when you come and hear that text today, do not lay for yourself treasures on earth, like, what are you talking about? Because life becomes extracted and defined by me, not by the gift of love and the gift of life that God has given me. Try to look at it from a different angle. What is treasure? It is the life that God has given us. Why? To encounter Him, to live with Him. And that is the treasure, that I am united with Him, that I have Him in my heart, that I can experience Him in the midst of everything else that I do. How can I do that? Again, back again to the example of the mirror. All what you need to do is what? Change the focus, right? Instead of looking at myself, look around. And that's why in the Gospel of today, after he talks about the treasure, he goes on to something that is very, very, very important, which is what? The eye, right? Verse 22, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. The eye. Not only the physical eye, but what we call in Orthodoxy the eyes of our heart, the eyes of our understanding. Where is the eye and what is it looking at? What is our heart looking at? Again, only myself, or let's take a moment. And that's why this is the core of the Great Lent, to change that focus. Again, you're standing in the same spot. You're looking at the same thing. But instead of looking and focusing at yourself, you're looking at life. Looking at how God is interacting with us in life. Looking at how God is giving us Himself in life. Looking at how the gift that is given to us to enjoy every single encounter with the Lord, whether that is good or bad. But since He is there, it will be good, even if it's bad, even if it's hard, even if it is challenging. But looking at Him, not looking at us. The eye is, the lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If all what we're looking at all the time is ourselves, is our needs, is our everything, then we're not seeing anything else. What is the treasure? It is the life, that gift that is given to us. How to see it? What we talk about, what the fathers talk about, is the simple eye, the single eye that sees only, again, change in direction, change in the focus. If you look again at the readings of the week, Friday Pauline epistle and Saturday Pauline epistle, the same reading, Romans 12, talking about change the mind, renew the mind. Renew the mind. Take a moment every morning as you start your day and see, okay, what is this day about? What is this life all about? As you get ready and stand in front of the mirror again, ask yourself, am I just looking at myself, or I'm looking at a different world that's there, but I don't see it? God wants to interact with each one of us. God wants to meet each one of us, as He met with Saul in the story that we read in the book of Acts today. And tell him, you know what, we are not seeing anything else other than yourself and your own understanding of the law. But you know what, I'm going to give you something else. But you have to actually be blind for a while in order to be able to fix your sight and to change the focus. Let's take the season of the Lent for that. Stop looking at ourselves in the mirror. Look at the mirror itself. Look at God, who wants to give us every day for a reason. Every day He's given us for a reason. But because, again, we're so much focused on ourselves, we miss the true meaning of life. We miss the true treasure, which is becoming able to come, as He said last week, come and talk to Him and call Him what? Our Father. That is the treasure. That is the treasure. But again, all those things became just an abstract, became just something like, you know, we come and see it and go on with our life again, and we keep complaining. How many of us, I'm the first one, look at life as a gift, as a treasure? Or like life, like you don't know what you're talking about, Abuna, right? Life is full of issues, full of problems, full of challenges, full of anxiety, full of everything. Let's take some time during this Lent and change the focus. Instead of looking at ourselves, look at Him who's in us. Who's in us? What is the treasure? How do I see it? And then the last thing is, what happens when I do that? What happens when I do this? In the Pauline epistle today, Romans 13, the last verse, St. Paul talks to us all, says, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. As if you're standing in the mirror, what is it that you're putting on? Putting our own self-righteousness, putting on our own desires, our own thoughts, our own planning, our own strategies, our own things, or putting on Christ. Like, what does that mean in a simple way? Just tell Lord, Lord, here I am. Just come with me today. I don't want to start the day without you. I don't want to keep going on and on and on with my thoughts without like actually giving everything back to you. I said, Lord, this is yours. This is yours. What does it mean when we start to shift and look at life as treasure? We start to deal with each other in a different way. We start to look, again, when I look at myself only, everything surrounds and everything, you know, revolves around me. But when I start to see God and see the gift of life as a gift, I see God in other people. I start to love. I start to tolerate. I start to stop judging. I start to stop hating. I offer myself to everybody. But again, it all depends what are we looking at. Do not lay for yourself treasure on earth. It comes like a very, very abstract, very, very irrelevant. But when you really look at life that God has given us, every day that the Lord has given us is for a reason. To encounter Him and to have that relationship with Him and to see Him as the life, as the main source of life, as life itself, the Lord Himself. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 10 and verse 2, beautiful, beautiful verse, talks about the same thing. And you see again that the Lord is bringing, you know, everything, even in His teaching. Proverbs 10:2, treasures gained by wickedness do not profit. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit. But righteousness delivers from death. And then he goes on, well, okay, well, that doesn't put bread on my table. That doesn't really feed me. Right? He goes on, verse 3, Proverbs 10:3. The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry. Do you believe in this or not? Can we really say this? And say, that, yes. When I stop looking at myself, when I understand and appreciate the treasure, the life that God has given me, I'll be content. Our fear that, okay, we'll still be hungry. But the Lord says again, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry, but thwarts, casts away, pushes away the craving of the wicked. Proverbs 10, 2 and 3. Let's take this time knowing that when we appreciate life as a treasure, as a gift, when we encounter God in our lives, when we start to switch the focus from ourselves into what God has given us, we live that life of contentment. We live that life like, you know what, I really don't care about people, what they say about me anymore. Most of our issues, right? Like, well, I can't believe she did that and he did that. And I was not appreciated when I spent whatever. And I gave all my effort to this person, but they let me down. Who cares? The Lord does not let the righteous go hungry. Let's lay treasures in heaven, which starts from now, from looking not at ourselves in the mirror, look at life as a gift. Look at life as a gift. St. Augustine, last thing I will share with you. Augustine says something that's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Talks to ourselves, talking to our poor, poor soul. Says, oh, my poor soul, what do you ask for? That's Augustine. If you want wisdom, you will find Jesus as the source and source of wisdom. Indeed, He is wisdom Himself. If you ask for strength and power, He is the Almighty. If you search for pleasure and pleasure, it is the source of true joy. If you long for even getting drunk, let's get intoxicated with the love of the Lord Himself. If you hunger for bread, he is the bread of life. If you desire wealth, he is the creator of all. And if you want comfort, you will find comfort in him alone. Accept him. You have no one else to satisfy you other than him. Let's not keep focusing on ourselves in the mirror, but look at life that God has given us as an encounter to really enjoy and live the treasure from now. Then we can enjoy it in eternity. To him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.